everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but yet still somehow live from the lair. All right, and today I'm answering an email. I got this a while back in regards to the Pimp Tart Wifestitute videos that we've done in the past in regards to some of the celebrities out there. Yeah, they were a little upset that I was picking on all these celebrities and, you know, humiliating them and what have you. All right, so first of all, it's not my intention. My intention when I do the Pimp Tart Wifestitutes is to prove a point that if these dudes, these heavy hitters who have all of this money, all of this power, and the looks, especially Brad Pitt and what have you, and they're still getting just absolutely mangled in divorce court. I mean, what hope is there for the average man? And this person said, you know, why do you not do the average man Pimp Tart Wifestitute? So we're going to cover that right now. Now, this particular Pimp Tart Wifestitute for the average man is actually for an individual who earns between $135,000 and $200,000 a year, which is middle class with overtime or upper middle class straight time. And it just is what it is. Some attorneys fall into this, the lower level ones. So let's just get into this, shall we? So you look here at the board, you know, I call this how to pump yourself in the pooper, the Pimp Tart Wifestitute, normal man or somewhat average man edition.
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
Now, if you make less than $120K, more than likely, you're going to be kept in functional poverty. Somebody who makes, you know, $150K to $200K a year after they get done getting pumped in the ass in divorce court will still be able to live a somewhat middle class-ish $60,000, $70,000 lifestyle, which is not really that good, especially when you pull down that kind of money. All right, so what we have here, you have, let's just say you're dating, and you're dating her for 6 months before you call her your girlfriend. So it's $200 per date once a week for 6 months. That comes out to $5,200. Listen, women don't go for the coffee date thing. They don't want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. They want you to dump money on them. Is it worth it? Well, that's up for you to answer. In my opinion, since I'm no longer in the game, I'm going to have to say no. Next one. Okay, now she's your girlfriend and you do 200 per date, but once a month for 2 years. So you went from, you know, in 6 months going through $5,200 to $4,800 in a 2 year period. Okay, now typically, you know, during she's your girlfriend, you're gonna date her for 2 years. The women out there think 2 years is the magic number when questions should be popped and answers should be given. Now, in my opinion, that's bullshit, but you know, hey, I guess they say the popster has been jaded by the system, and they wouldn't be wrong. Next, you have $50 per hangout, and you hang out with her 4 times a week for 2 years.
Disappointed!
That happens. All right, now she's not pony up any of this cash, so you're out $19,200. And you've only been, dating her for 2 years plus the 6 months of the lead up before you made her your girlfriend. Now, Next comes the wedding rings. I did a Google search for, you know, middle class, upper middle class costs for wedding and engagement rings. That's $8,700. You know, 8,700 simoleons. Next, we have the wedding. I call it the funeral with the cake. That's $30,000. You can Google those numbers. 30,000 is pretty much middle of the road or upper middle of the road wedding. That's just the way it is. All right. Now you have two children with her. After you get, you know, you do the mariage. That's $21,000 per vagina drop times two. And that comes out to $42,000 in medical bills. Maybe you have insurance. Maybe you don't. These numbers are based off no insurance without any type of C-section or craziness. This is a standard stretch the vagina, drop the kid operation in, you know, 8 hours or less, which hopefully, you know, that's the way it goes for everyone out there, but it gets kind of dicey. All right, next. All right, so the house, it's $168,000. Now, this isn't the actual value of the house. This is the equity that you will lose when you get divorced after 7 years, which it's very common for, you know, during a divorce for the woman with the kids to be awarded free and clear the house. That's just the way it goes. Okay, next is a car, $48,000. $1,000, because she's getting that too during the divorce. Okay, next you have half of your 401k. Now I lowballed this number. I put it at $35,000 because they're only married 7 years, 6 to 7 years. A majority of all divorces happen in 7 years or less, so I went with $35,000. All right, now you have the divorce. That's going to run you $22,000. You see where this is going? All right, now, this is very common. Most people are getting divorced at 7 years. All right, and 70 to 80% of said divorces are filed by the woman. The percentage goes up if she's college educated. Okay, next you have child support. $1,600 a month times 13 years, $249,600. All right. Next, you have medical insurance, which is $500 a month times 13 years. That's another $78,000. After that, you have Alice Isn't Horny Anymore money, which is $500 a month for 5 years. That's another $30,000. The grand total, $740,000 and $500. And I'm not even throwing in possible college expenses for the two kids, because in some states, they actually make the dude pay for that as well, which, in my opinion, is reprehensible. Once a kid reaches 18, it's on him. They're a goddamn adult. But in some of these, you know, leftist shithole states, they punish the man yet even more.
Well, now, that is some fucked up shit.
All right, now, you have a 7-year marriage. Now, let's just be honest. Okay, we're not counting any hits on pussy for the dating period. That is bait pussy. That is not, you know, that is not the, you know, it doesn't go into the equation for hits on pussy and pumps on the vagina, okay? That's just the way it is, so you don't count those. We're counting 3 hits on pussy a month because, you know, we all know biology, and the reproductive snot sock bleeds 1 week out of every month, and it's off limits, you know, most of the time. And a lot of women will fall back after onto, you know, 3 times a month. It's the bare minimum. I'm not even going to go in here to dead bedroom. Typically, a dead bedroom is once a month. And a lot of guys are dealing with that bullshit as well. All right, so that comes out to roughly 250 hits on pussy in a seven-year period for the mariage. All right, now you take 252 times 220 average pumps in a 5 to 7 minute period, and that is 55,440 pumps during the 7 year period during your mirage. So when you take $740, $500 divided by 252, this person is paying $2,938.49 per hit on said pussy. Now you take the same number, $740, $1,000, $500, you divide that by 55,440 pumps, he's paying $13.35 per pump during the whole mariage.
It's a bargain at any price.
7 minutes per, you know, episode times 252. During the whole 7 years worth of mariage, he's enjoying 1,764 minutes of oh baby, and that equates to 29 hours over said 7 year period. Now they're like, Pop, but there's all kinds of these benefits, you know, when you get married. Okay, let's go through some of these, shall we? One, you never get to retire because they're taking almost $1 million. With college expenses, which I didn't add in here, can easily go north of $1 million, all right? You're going to watch your kids grow up and fast forward. I myself was divorced when my kids were very young, 3.5, 4 years old, 2 years old, somewhere in that range. And I watched my kids grow up and fast forward, which is exceedingly heartbreaking. And that's just the system we have. And they're wondering why men don't want to get married anymore. Okay. Number three, you lose your family. You went from having the house, the car, the dog, half the cat, you know, the kids, the white picket fence, gone. Gone. You go from living with your kids, you know, 7 days a week, 365, to 4 days a month. Thus, you're watching them grow up in fast forward. All right, so you're going to lose your friends. Because a lot of times, these women poison your friends and your family against you. So not only are you losing your kids and the whole marriage, you know, illusion, because that's what it is, but these women are turning families against the husbands and their sons. I mean, it happened to me. If it happened to me, it could happen to anyone. All right? You have to deal with parental alienation, especially if those kids are young. She's going to talk some mad trash about you, poison their mind against you, despite the fact you're ponying up almost $1 million here, and they're going to wind up hating you or not talking to you when they turn 18, which is exceedingly common. One out of three divorced men have dealt with parental alienation in some way, shape, or form. And about a quarter of those guys deal with it on a multi-year basis, if not permanent. Okay. All right, next. You run the risk of living in poverty. Because guess what? This guy loses his job, or he gets sick, and guess what? They're not going to lower the child support payments, because on average, to get an adjustment, you have to appear in front of the judge a minimum of 5 times. And guess what? If he's forking out $1,600 a month after the 5th attempt, he's already considered in the felony child support evasion range, and they could put him in big boy pound you in the ass prison. Okay, next, we just talked about jail. You miss a few payments because you fall on hard times, you're going to jail. They can take away all of your licenses, and good luck with that. Next, your reputation is ruined, because these women, when they divorce you, they literally pull a pin on the grenade, and not the fat grenade, because they've already done that, and they throw the grenade over their shoulder and they destroy your life, your reputation. They don't care. They will destroy your life, the lives of their kids, because they want happiness. Most of the time, they never find it. And that's just the way it is. And number nine here, we have self-deletion. 60 to 70% of all of the self-deletions that I've ever looked into had a divorce, a failed relationship, or a contact with family court in there. And number 10, and I haven't put this on the list, let's just be honest, no-fault divorce, and what they're forcing men to do, they're forcing you to give up your kids, fork over all kinds of money, and you literally are a cuckold by default. Like, you can literally just park across the street, watch your old house that you're still paying for. You can't approach because it's not your day to see your kids, but there's a revolving door that you paid for on the front door and another one on the back door, and there's a constant conga line of cocks going through the house, and they legally can spend more time around your children than you can.
This is bullshit!
All right, well, that is the Pimp Tart Wife Statute, Average Man Edition. Let's just be honest, there is no reason in today's day and age to get married. I would also caution you about moving in with a woman, especially do not move into her house. All she's really got to do is have a bad day, pick up the phone, call 911, and you're out an additional $30,000 because you need to get out from underneath from whatever allegation she put on you. Anyway, gentlemen, that's me, and I will talk to you later.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.